countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, last week on the show, Professor Frank Monaghan, the Dean of Agriculture at UCD, told me about the 50-50 breakdown between young men and women who are studying agriculture at UCD. But the percentage of young women training in the Chagask agricultural colleges dotted around the country, where the focus is on the vital skills needed for primary farming, well, it's much lower. That said, these young women who chose to go to the agricultural colleges around the country, they're thriving and doing very well, as Hannah Quinn Mulligan found out on a recent visit to Kildalton Agricultural College in County Kilkenny.
OK, lads, we just got around here. We have a calf here in front of us, and we're going to tag this calf. So we know the legislation around tagging calf.
We might just ask you here, Aoife, what's the legislation around tagging calves?
Calves to be tagged within 20 days.
OK, that's very good, Aoife. So now we have our calf in front of us, and we have our electronic tags, which electronic tags are coming into, are going to be mandatory from May this year.
It's a busy day here in Kildalton Agricultural College. There are calves to be tagged, there are cattle to be foddered, and I'm here with some of the students from the class and the Vice Principal, James Ryan. James, in front of us here, there's a bunch of calves, but also the students that are here, they're all girls. But there's only 12 girls out of a class of 112. I mean, is that typical for an agricultural course?
100 years since I started, we would have had 2 or 3 girls in the year, so it is an improvement. I'd like to see it a lot more.
Is it harder to get women into the kind of the more mechanical side of things, just because they might not have the background to experience it?
Yeah, for the first time ever, though, this year we've had a girl doing the second year machinery and crops course, which is good. I think there's only been 2 or 3 girls that have ever done that course. We love to see students coming into the crops and machinery side of things. But we just love to see girls being involved and being part and parcel of college life here.
We're moving down now, and I'm with some of the students who have got their own calves to tag. But, I mean, girls, you've tagged calves before, haven't you?
The cows at home and that.
And are you dairy farming at home?
Yeah, we're dairy farming at home.
And I guess, Aaron and yourself, you're both dairy farmers. I mean,
what are your dreams kind of for the future after ag college?
Well, I suppose I'd love to go over to New Zealand and work a bit and get a bit of experience on the bigger farms, the bigger scale farms, and then come home and hopefully take over the farm and kind of try and bring our farm up to higher standards or whatever, take over from Dad as well. Try to be the oldest at home, but like I do have younger brothers coming up, so hopefully I'll be the one to take the farm.
So hands up, who's dairy? The majority is dairy. Yeah. 5 is dairy, and then...
Yeah, I'm Donegal and Tillage.
Okay. And is that kind of representative, say, of what you find in... Are you from a tillage farm?
No, I just decided to do it, because I was interested in crops and things like that, but, I suppose that would correlate to that, because, I am Donegal. There could be 20 or 30 other lads doing tillage, and I'm the only girl. Growing up, I always grew up, because I come from a contracting background, I always grew up around machinery, so I suppose that obviously did, spark my interest that bit more, obviously because the machinery is a big side of it, like you're saying, but I obviously do kind of suffer from shiny metal syndrome, so I would be fond of a nice tractor, I guess.
And yourselves at home, is everyone here farming at home?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Brittany isn't farming. So Brittany, what's your story then?
I'm born a city girl in Orange County and moved out to Ireland about 7 years ago. And
was it a matter of the heart?
Well, actually, I came out here to serve at a Christian church, but not. Then I met my husband here. So, yeah, matter of the heart. No, but I just have always had a passion for animals and. Specifically in the agri world, I found it very interesting, and I thought it'd be cool to dive into that, and hopefully I can get there and learn lots.
Because everyone else came straight out of school to Kildalton, didn't they?
Yeah.
But you've come back as a mature student, so I mean that's doubly daunting in a way to be a mature student,
yeah.
And then to be kind of when everyone's come from a farming background, how has that been for you?
It can be daunting, one, not knowing what you're doing, and then two, also being a girl. The mass majority is men.
Well, there's 120.
20.
And just 12 of them are girls.
Yeah. So you're outrageously outnumbered. And how's that been? Has it mattered or how's it been?
Oh, it was not too bad. Yeah. You've gone great with them all. Like,
yeah, they're understanding of us and all. Like, they treat us the same as anyone else. So. Same as the lecturers as well. It's equal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
What is it that you like about farming?
Oh, I just absolutely love it. I love being outdoors and being around the animals and all. And I just think it's so peaceful. And, you know, you're not stuck inside, you know, at a desk or anything. I just love it, yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you, all the ones in dairy, do you want to do dairy farming?
Oh, yeah. 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 Go home. Yeah. Go to New Zealand for a bit first and then come home.
Make
and
a few
so.
Pounds.
Yeah. So, Lauren, you're going to go contracting in New Zealand, are you?
Yeah, that's the dream. I'd love to have just like a contracting business, but just hire women, like pure girl power, horsepower. Great job. Like.
I would say, like, the, not necessarily about the lads, but like the teachers here at Kildonan, like, because I'm not from a farming background and I have an interest in it, like, they've really supported me in that, and like, they really do look after the students here as well. So I think the whole school as a whole has been a really good experience, between everybody being nice and the teachers being supportive and whatnot. So
that's Hannah Quinn Mulligan and students there at the Chagas College in Kildalton.